Take your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 1, in verse 1. We're going to read the first 7 verses, but verse 5 is going to be our key verse this morning. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, key verse, a wise man will hear, and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Once again, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this blessed day. We thank You for Your Son, Jesus. We thank You for Your word that is set before us, that we are able to read and to know and to understand. What is Your instruction in life for us? What is Your ways that we might be righteous before You as we follow You? We ask that You be with these prayer requests that have been mentioned. You know the needs in the hearts of each one, but the ones we pray for the most are those that in our prayer requests that do not know You, that do not understand, that through situations of life, whatever it may be, that they might come to know You before it is everlasting too late. I ask that You be with me as I share Your word, read Your word, that You give me the words and the understanding that it might be given and perceived in the way that You would have it to be of service to You, that people are led and guided by Your word and not my thoughts and what I think. We ask that You forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The fear of the Lord. The word proverb means wise sayings. And a lot of us hear wise sayings, but because of the sin nature that we have, we don't perceive them as wise sayings. I mean, when I was a child and I had an older person tell me something, I thought, well, he's lost his mind. He's crazy. But then when I get older and I look back, I'm like, he's not crazy. I was the one that was crazy. He was wise and I was foolish. Solomon here was the son of David, and his mother's name was Bathsheba. And we all know the story of David and Bathsheba and the trials and troubles in life that happened because of what David did. But then when David confessed his sins and his faults to God and he was restored again, then Bathsheba and David conceived a son, and this man name was Solomon. Solomon, we know, was one of the wisest, was the wisest man outside of God and Jesus Christ Himself, wise. But we know that Solomon's wisdom was not Solomon's wisdom, it was the wisdom God gave Solomon. It was God's wisdom, it was just given to Solomon. To know wisdom instruction, this to know is to acknowledge something. To acknowledge something means you've listened to it, you heard it, and you perceive it, and you've got this understanding, you know it. This acknowledgement is referring to wisdom, which is relevant to things that are wise. There are a lot of things in the world that are not wise, but we're going to look at things that are wise. And what is wise? Well, the Scripture tells us that there is only one wise, and that is God. So when we are to receive wisdom, it's not worldly wisdom, it's not man's wisdom, and there's some pretty smart people out there, really highly educated, but they're not wise when you compare them to God, they are foolish. Romans 16:27. You can either go through these verses with me and try to thumb through them, or you can write them down, but I would like for you to all write them down and to read them later in your Bible studies. Romans 16:27, it says, "To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever." 1 Timothy 1:17 says, "Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Jude chapter 1 and verse 25 says, to the only wise God and our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. The Scripture teaches in Job, where wast thou when I created you? Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9 says, remember the former things of old? For I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. So we're talking about wisdom, we're talking about God. We're not talking about man. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 2, he has the question, wherefore when I came, was there no man? When I called, was there no answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. They found treasures where the Israelites crossed over the sea on dry ground, buried in the ground where they think they crossed, and then their chariots buried under. I'm telling you right now, God separated those waters. He made the dry land appear, and the Israelites went across on dry land, and then God destroyed by His hand, destroyed the Egyptians. He spoke. The Gospels record that there is none good but one. So if we are to be wise, we need to find the one that is good to be wise. But there is none good but one. Romans 3, 10, 11, and 12. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. That's what I said to God when he was pricked in my heart to preach. I'm not righteous. He said, I didn't want you to be righteous. You are the tool. You're going to teach my word. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. In the Garden of Eden, God created Adam and Eve, right? He created some people that were perfect. They were unfoolish, so He created wise. But what happened that caused them to be unwise? One decision. They were in the garden in Genesis 2:25. They were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. They had godly wisdom until they made the wrong choice. You and I make bad choices today. Why? Because that sin nature from Adam and Eve is passed down to us. So when you tell somebody, I have wisdom, be careful. You don't tell somebody, I have wisdom. I'm 50 years old, you are young, you should listen to me. No, you should say this, because this is the truth. You should say, I am 50 years old, I've studied the Word of God, God's Word is truth, and this is what God's Word says. God is wise. I'm not wise. Now, we see that the Scripture tells us that Solomon had wisdom, as I said before, right? Solomon had wisdom. But it wasn't Solomon's. It was given to him. And I'm going to read where God gave Solomon wisdom, and I'm going to read a few things. So write down 1 Kings or turn there if you want. 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 29. It says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding. And this next part, He didn't just give it to him exceeding much. Exceeding was a lot. Then he said much, which means it was really a lot. It was so much that the previous verses just make my hair stand up to think about it. Exceeding much and largeness of heart. You ever met somebody with a large heart? Big-hearted? You just love that person. You want to be around that person. They are motivated by you. I mean, you are actually motivated by them. Even as the sand that is on the seashore. Wow, it's a lot of wisdom and understanding. That's a lot. You ever started to count the sand on the seashore? You can't do it. It's impossible. That's a lot of wisdom. 1 Kings 4:30, next verse. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt. It'll leave none out. Why? Because it was the only wise one that gave it to him, the all-knowing God. 1 Kings 4 and 34. And there came all the people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom. Now go down to 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 4. It says here, because his wisdom was heard throughout, it says, when the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascents by which he went up into the house of the Lord by how he walked, just this mere looking at him, they can see this is a wise man. It says, when she seen this, there was no more spirit in her. She was just in awe. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of the acts and of thy wisdom. But people couldn't even describe how wise he was. Because she says, until I came and my eyes had seen it, and behold, the half was not even told to me. You couldn't even describe it. It was so great, this wisdom. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard it. In verse 8 it says, happy are the men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. This man had the greatest kingdom ever because of why? He was wise. He was given wisdom from the only wise one. Did I read 1 Kings 10:23? So King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Verse 24, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God put in his heart. And the rest of the acts of Solomon, 1 Kings 11:41, and the rest of the acts of Solomon and all that he had did and his wisdom, are they not written in the books of the acts of Solomon? And then if you go over to 2 Chronicles, you'll see where the circumstances happening prior to Solomon getting his wisdom. And I would like to read those. And I might read some of the same things, but I would like to read that. So it is instilled within us this wisdom from God. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 and verse 10. Solomon told God, he said, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? God can, but you can if God gives you the knowledge to. And that's what he asked for. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou ask not riches, wealth, and honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet has asked long life, but has asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people, over whom I have made thee king. Do you see here the unselfishness of his desire? He wasn't asking it for himself, for self-glory, for self-gain. He was asking it so that he could be the leader unto somebody else. For them, not for him. Wisdom and knowledge, verse 12, 2 Chronicles 1:12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Which means that when Solomon came, no one before Solomon had this wisdom. And I'm telling you, to this day, no one now has ever had the wisdom Solomon had that God gave to him. 2 Chronicles 9:3, the story of Sheba. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built, and she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and thine wisdom. How be it, I believe not their words until I came and mine eyes have seen it, and behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard." And she repeats again in Chronicles, "Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom." Chapter 9 and verse 27 of 2 Chronicles, "And the king Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom." Verse 23, "And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom, and God that God hath put in his heart." You go to the New Testament, which we're not under the law of the Old Testament, but under the New Testament, if you read in Matthew and Luke, God says, "Ask," Matthew 7:7, "ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." I look around, and from what I see, not many people are knocking. Not many people are asking. You know how I know that? Because of the unwise choices, the foolish choices people make in this world. And God is not being worshipped. People are becoming more and more selfish. People are not asking. But God says, "Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." And if God says that, stake your life on it. Luke 11:9 says it again. "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. And ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you." In the Old Testament, Proverbs 3:35, it says, The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be to the promotion of fools." I'm here to tell you this morning, a wise man is someone who accepted the only wise God's Son as his Savior. John chapter 10, verse 9. "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." By who? By the only wise. Acts 2:21. "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." A wise man who has chosen God will then hear the instruction. Where's the instruction? Will hear the instruction. How many men hate instructions? "I can do this without instructions." We need the instructions. Don't we, Paul? We need the instructions. 2 Timothy 3:16. Memorize it. And 17. "All Scripture is given." By who? The only wise one. Given by inspiration of God, and is profitable. We all like profit, right? Without profits, there's no gain. We just pretty much lose everything if we don't profit anything. "But the Scripture is profitable for doctrine," which is teaching. It's a teacher. You don't need somebody to teach you this. You can pick it up and read it, and it will teach you. God's Word is that powerful. It will teach you without somebody telling you what it says. "For reproof." How many of us need to be proven again? Prove it to me. Queen of Sheba needed proof. She had to go there and see it. I don't believe that. We all need reproof. How many of us need correction? It's for correction. You're wrong. "Well, let me get right. Let me get some correction. Let me get out my instruction book." Correction. "For instruction in what? In righteousness." What does the Bible tell us about our righteousness? All man's righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God. So we need the instructions of righteousness. The one who breathed the instruction book. "That the man of God may be perfect and complete, thoroughly furnished," thoroughly furnished, "unto all good works." And then this man will increase in learning, as Proverbs 1:5 says. And what does that say? Go back to our beginning, Proverbs 1:5. "A wise man will hear, and he will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. 2 Timothy 3:14 says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of. Blessed assurance, right? Of knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Man is not able to make you wise. The scripture, God's word, is able to make you wise. God made Solomon wise. The scripture is God's word which makes you wise. It's your instruction book. A man of understanding instructions, guess what he's going to do? As verse 5 says in our text, the key verse, he will attain unto wise counsel. Acts 2:41, and they that gladly received his word were baptized. They gladly received the wise counsel. They were baptized. Why? Because they were convicted in their heart that God is right and man is wrong. Mark 16:16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Who's the one that believeth not? Psalms 14:1, love verses. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms 53:1, it says the same thing. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. I ask you a question today. Are you foolish or are you wise? If you are foolish, you can become wise today. Right now. How do you do that? How do you become wise? By accepting the only wise God's Son and what He did for you on the cross of Calvary. If you are wise and have accepted Jesus as your Savior, and you want to become wiser, then follow Him in that next step in life. I'm not going to tell you what that is. I'm going to tell you right now, all of you know what that next step is by the Word of God. I don't have to tell you what that is. God's Word tells you. I'm going to leave you, and I would like everybody to turn to Psalms 119 in verse 3. And as I read this, Psalms 119 verse 3, I want our song leader and our pianos to come, and I want us all to stand. And I'm going to read these verses, and then we're going to have a verse of invitation. Psalms 119, starting in verse 3. Let's all stand as I read these verses. Let's all stand. The psalmist David writes, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. This morning you have heard that it's the word of God that gives us wisdom. And it's the following of the word of God that keeps us wise. If you are not following God, you are not wise. If you are wise and you have accepted God, then get wiser and follow Him in that next step of life. What is our first?
Hymn number
123. Amen. By sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord, and He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Oh,
Only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. For Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into Thy crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now. He will save you, He will save you, He will save you now. Thank you for your attention this morning, for coming. Just remember, when we're done, we have to pick up the chairs and put them over there. And if you don't know how and never picked up chairs before, somebody here is skilled in that aspect and will show you the way. Are there any comments, prayers before we dismiss? Remember, 2:30, we'll be meeting, and Brother John will be speaking to us this evening, and I better turn this off.